Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and maybe you've already heard people this morning attempt their best Irish accent for St. Patrick's Day. The accents are usually embarrassing caricatures of real Irish accents, and yet the people who attempt them are usually convinced they're nailing it. So because the Irish accent is so often imitated, especially on St. Patrick's Day, we have invited a professional dialect coach to the studio today. She is Charlotte Fleck, and we want you to try to stump her. If you have an Irish accent, real or fake, call us up and try to stump the dialect coach. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now, we can also take callers who have a real or fake Irish-American accent. Do you have what they call a Southie accent? Call us up, and Charlotte, our dialect coach, will try to guess whether you're actually from Ireland or South Boston or whether you're faking it. And if you're faking it, she can give you some advice about how to improve your accent. We don't want caricatures. We want your earnest attempts at an authentic accent. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Charlotte Fleck, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
And are you surprised our lines are already full?
Oh, really?
But before we get to folks, mm-hmm. let's play a couple of clips from movies where the characters mm-hmm. are Irish. Here is one from In the Name of the Father.
Why do you always follow me when I do something wrong? Why can't you follow me when I do something right?
What are you talking about?
Huh? What am I talking about? Am I talking about the medal?
Do you know the film? Do you know the actor?
Actually, I don't know which section that is. In the Name of the Father, it might have been Daniel Day-Lewis.
I think it was Daniel Day-Lewis. Mm-hmm. Real or fake?
Real. But one of the things you'll notice about that is the rhythm and the direction of the inflections that are very different than other parts of Ireland. So Belfast has its own way of being, and that's why I thought it would be nice to hear a few different examples of actual voices. So this will help those who are calling in.
And here's one from another Daniel Day-Lewis mm-hmm. film, My Left Foot.
Why don't you go and have a pint?
What?
Here.
What's that?
It's money.
Where'd you get it?
From the fairies. Go and have a drink, Paddy.
I don't need a drink. All I need is to be obeyed in my own house.
So those accents sound a little different from each other. Why is that? Mm-hmm.
It's because they're different regions of the country, and just as in any place, you go to a different county or different neighborhood, and people have different influences on their speech, and you'll hear distinct variations in rhythm and all those things. And the north and the south of Ireland are very distinct.
I understand mm-hmm. that your current project is to work with the actors in the play Good People, which is currently on Broadway. The characters are meant to have Southie accents, the South Boston accents. Here's an example of what's supposed to be a Southie accent from the movie Good Will Hunting.
But is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own idea just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend?
And we don't think of that in New York as Irish. We think mm-hmm. of it as Boston.
And it is. It's Boston. It has influences in Irish. It has influences from English and from all kinds of different groups. But there is a very heavy influence from the Irish immigrants who came to Boston and left their mark on that area.
How did Matt Damon do there, by the way?
He's authentic, and he's doing his movie version. But of course, he's a native.
Another more recent movie portraying Irish Americans from Massachusetts is the movie The Fighter. Here is Melissa Leo's Oscar-winning performance in The Fighter, or at least 20 seconds of it.
I know, George, you think I don't know anything, but I know people.
I know you know
and
people.
And that salad, nana, banana, we don't need that in our lives.
We haven't made $1 with these kids.
You betrayed
Nothing
me.
For them. I didn't.
You betrayed
me.
He's a crook.
What's Mickey supposed to do? Dickie's in jail.
We're not talking about his trainer, sweetheart. We're talking about his manager. That's me.
Melissa Leo without the F word. And the characters in The Fighter were meant to live in Lowell, Massachusetts, not South Boston, but the accent is similar. Is there something about this accent that is influenced by the Irish accent that comes out different in Lowell and South Boston, or is that the same?
They're pretty close. There are some differences, and Melissa is an actress, and she's bringing her very good interpretation to it. And I would like to say that whenever you do anything for a film or for theater, you always make compromises. You can't do an accent. For one thing, it's very difficult to be completely authentic unless you really were born somewhere. And another thing, it's just sometimes not practical. The audience needs to be able to relate, and they don't. Sometimes if it's too heavy, they see it as a caricature and don't relate to the character in the film, and it's distancing. Or we just have to understand them. But there are some differences between Southie and Lowell, just in terms of the shapes of certain vowels and things like that.
Let's do one more before we play a little Stump the Dialect Coach, okay? You told us off the air that the Appalachian accent is also influenced by the Irish accent. So here's a clip from Coal Miner's Daughter.
You know, the first time I ever seen you, I said me and that little old gal's going to get together.
I saw you too, in that little soldier suit. I thought she looked just like a little toy soldier.
And again, to the typical New Yorker, that's going to sound Southern in general, or maybe Appalachian, West Virginian kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Is it Irish?
It is. Well, it is. It is influenced from way back, you know, centuries ago, by the Scotch and Irish settlers that came over the mountains, as they say. And you'll hear, especially if you noticed in the. In the Name of the Father clip, the way that the accent kind of went up the hill, and there was that kind of inflection that was almost like asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear the same thing in the South.
I thought that was Valley Girl.
that's a little different, but they do that too.
Is there a Brooklyn or New York Irish that is different than the Southie Boston? Obviously, we know what we think of as, you know, sort of the white ethnic New York accent or Brooklyn accent. Is that also another variant of Irish?
Definitely. Definitely, and you hear it a lot in Queens. In fact, my stepmother is from that milieu. She lives in South Carolina now, but she still has her Queens accent, and her parents were born in Ireland, and she still has vestiges of that sound in the way that certain vowels are represented and the musicality.
If they're the same populations during the immigration, why would it develop with Park the Car in the Garage in Boston and, you know, something else in Brooklyn and something else in West Virginia?
That's a really good question, and one that I'm not sure I can completely answer. I wish I were a linguist. I have studied a good bit of linguistics, but I'm just an entertainer.
You're a dialect coach. You help people actually perfect these accents
exactly
for theater and film and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Right, but so, I will say that I think it has to do with the other influences and how pure the influences are. In Boston and the coastal areas, they were more influenced by other ethnic groups and by English, whereas the Scotch-Irish that went into the Appalachians were very much just purely there by themselves for quite a while.
All right. We have some people lined up to play Stump the Dialect Coach. If you're just joining us, Charlotte Fleck is with us for this St. Patrick's Day, and people are going to see if she can tell if they have real Irish accents or fake Irish accents, like Tony in Babylon. Tony, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Well, how are you today? What you doing today?
I'm working in a house in Babylon. We're painting it, me and my crew. And I just wanted to know, Charlotte, you know, what county I was from.
What county? Nassau or Suffolk?
No,
I'm kidding.
A county in Ireland?
Yes.
Maybe you're not that good.
Yeah. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Did you grow up in the country or in the city?
I grew up in the city.
And do you still have any family there?
I have everybody there. Everybody's there. My brothers and my sisters.
All right. That's all you get, Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Real or fake?
Fake.
Tony?
Wrong. I'm from Dublin.
Oh, are you really?
I am.
I guess you've been here long enough to drop your R's a bit then.
I have been. I've been here since I've been 28.
Okay. Yes, I was very good, of course. But you stumped me a little bit by dropping your R in Sisters there.
Tony, happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too. Yes.
Mary and Astoria, you're on WNYC. Yes. Hi, Mary.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say, but I will say it in an Irish accent. And I'm really happy about the beautiful day. I would have been there, except something happened, and I'm not. But I love to hear the Irish accent.
You're just way too mm-hmm. earnest a person to be a faker.
And it's very beautiful to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think I'm fake or not?
Oh, you're definitely not fake. Where are you from?
County Kerry.
Ah, beautiful.
50 years ago, though.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I've lived in England and Ireland, and I've been 50 years here in America with a bunch of children and grandchildren. They all have... None of them have an Irish accent, but that's fine.
Huh. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mary.
Thank you very much.
John in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hello.
What you doing for St. Patrick's Day, John?
I don't know. I'm in a state of grace now, but just you wait. Just you wait until I take me communion.
Real or fake, Charlotte?
Well, John, do you have any family in Ireland?
County Cork, County Galway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wanted to ask you, what did you do when you were a little boy?
I was a rapscallion, you know.
Good choice of yes. word.
Yes, good choice of word. But I think you're probably from this side of the pond.
And you are right, because my screener told me. But how did you know? How did you pick it up?
Well, some of it is just in the placement and the vibration, where the sound lives in the mouth and the way the L's are done and the musicality. There are all sorts of little clues. You could practice making your L's very clean.
John, happy St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, even if it's not...
May I just do the Irish-American accent?
Pardon me?
I'd like to try the Irish-American accent.
Is that it?
Because the cadence is sort of like this, you know? They sort of talk like this.
Does he have something
Well,
there?
That's a very broad group because there are so many Irish-Americans, so it kind of depends on whether you're an Irish-American in New York or an Irish-American in the South. But yes, depending on where they were from in Ireland, it might have that sort of coming down the hill feeling, or it might go the other way.
Mike in Roxbury, and that's New Jersey, not mm-hmm. Massachusetts, we should point out. Mike, hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'm doing fine, John. A long-time listener, actually, since I first moved here.
Uh-huh. When was that? Where'd you come from?
A town called Kilglass in Sligo. I also lived in Coattail Cavan for a little bit.
For real, Charlotte?
Yes, I would say yes.
Yes? Yes, Mike?
Yeah, I guess I fooled you because I'm from New Jersey.
It's you.
Good one, Mike. Mike, are you an actor?
Yeah, I was a little worried about that because Sligo actually would have been your...
Mike,
my mom's from Kilglass.
So you've got a good one.
She moved from the South Bronx when she was seven, so... She looks and talks like Penny Crone, so it's not like I got the check from her, but I do have relatives and I was over there.
And you've heard it a lot. Thank you. Greg in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Greg.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm waiting for my dad to come back down the lane from the pub.
Really? And what is the dad going to bring you?
What county might I be from?
We're supposed to ask you that.
Yeah, what county are you from?
Lower East Side.
Okay, Greg, talk real. Oh, he hung up. Or I accidentally disconnected him. I'm not sure which, but he was fake.
Yes, definitely.
So we're almost out of time. That was fun. That mm-hmm. was really fun. You teach actors how to imitate accents. Mm-hmm. Is there ever a moment when the imitation seemed inappropriate or culturally insensitive or something? Is that why it's so important to get the accent right? Because otherwise it seems like a caricature. You know, you could imagine if we did this in a certain way, people would take offense at it.
Yeah, it is a little bit scary in a way to do this kind of thing, especially for some reason people just love to put on Irish accents. And I think it's because there are so many people here who have family there, and we all want to pretend to be Irish.
And it loses its sort of political heat, right? If we would do the same thing with certain black accents or Latino accents or Asian accents today, I think it would be much more controversial.
Yeah, yes, I think it's controversial for anyone. I mean, if you're from a place and people are pretending to be from there and kind of, you know, sending up the speech, I think that it can be a delicate issue for anyone. With what we do, it's really about just trying to honor and create a sense of place.
Charlotte Fleck, professional dialect coach. Thanks for doing this with us. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
And we're going out with the Irish-American Celtic punk hardcore punk band formed in Quincy, Massachusetts, the Dropkick Murphys, a song called I'm Shipping Up to Boston.